Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. Jill Hubbard. We'll start off with Larry Sonnenberg for a word about our finances, and then we'll go right to the phones at 1-800-229-3000. We're glad you're with us here today for New Life.
My husband and I have been married for a year.
Is there a Christian or biblical therapy for OCD?
At that time, I'd just gotten out of jail for domestic violence. I smacked her pretty hard this last time. And
so what are you going to do?
One of the largest struggles that we face in relationships is allowing you to be different than me.
I'll say it this way. It is devastating in a redemptive way.
What that does is it makes you an adult responsible for the choice that you're making.
I am such a jerk and do so many crummy things.
We can
and
vouch
make so
for
many
that.
And they can vouch for it. You know, somebody show me something that makes more sense than we can't make it. Jesus did it for us. Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here. And starting off the program, I wanted Larry Sonnenberg, our president, to come in and share with us a little bit about where we are here in April. Larry?
Well, Steve, it's been a roller coaster year. We started the year just gangbusters.
Yeah.
Probably the best January we've had in many, many years.
Right.
But, you know, when you're depending upon donations, it's really hard to predict and to project what your income's going to be.
Yeah.
And as good as January was, February was kind of the opposite. We really had a tough February. March is coming back a little bit. And so I wanted to come here today and just ask people who have – well, first I want to say to those of you who have given, thank you. We are very deeply grateful and appreciative of your support. But if you've never given to the ministry, that's who I want to kind of focus on today. I would like to just ask, if you have not given to New Life, or maybe it's been a year or two and you haven't given, would you think about giving to New Life? Not because we have a sense of urgency because of payments that have to be made and obligations that have to be met, but really because we see life change. I was just at the Everyman's Battle Weekend this last weekend, and the guys that come in and walk out as two different people, and the spirit in that place just changes. And so I would like to ask you to give because you support what we do and because New Life makes a difference in the lives of people. Also, I'd like to ask you to give because people are, in these tough times, are having really difficulty keeping their obligations when they make commitments to us in their giving. And I had a phone call yesterday from a guy. His name was John. He's a trucker, and I've talked to him many, many times. And he said, Larry, you know those tough calls you have to make sometimes? He said, this is one of them. He said, I can't meet my obligations at home, so I'm just going to have to take a hiatus for a while and club New Life. So I'd like to see if somebody would step up and take John's place, maybe
Amen.
20 times over.
Yeah, that would be so helpful. Well, the April is usually a big catch-up month for us, but we're not catching up so strongly, and we really do need people to come through here for us in April.
Yeah, it is funny how the different months, there's a history and a tradition to how the graphs flow on the income and such, and April has traditionally been a month where we just catch up and things go really well.
Yeah.
But it started off way behind the past years, and I used to listen to a radio program for many years and I never gave. And one day somebody said something on that program that kind of convicted me and I started giving. And I just want you, if you are listening here now, to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Feel the sense of conviction and give out of a cheerful spirit. But give because your giving will make a difference.
Amen. All right. Well, thanks, Larry. And really want to just ask you to see if God's leading you to support the ministry. If God is, then respond to that leading. And if you can't, you know what I love about this trucker is he gave his word. Then when he couldn't fulfill it, he honored his word by saying, I can't do it anymore. Now maybe somebody can honor his word by taking his place. You do that by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Or you go to newlife.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. 1-800-229-3000. That's the phone number here at New Life.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. We're glad you're with us. Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Dave Stoop. Let's go to the phones and talk with Betty calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, WFIL. Hello, Betty. Welcome to New Life.
Hi. How are you?
We're doing well today. What's on your mind, heart, spirit, soul, body today?
What's on my mind, heart, and spirit is that I've been married for 9 years, and my husband, I didn't realize at first when I got married, but seems to have a pattern of being unemployed, and either unemployed or underemployed. He loses jobs a lot, and I'm really concerned, and I'm getting to the end of my rope with, wondering whether I'm enabling him by supporting us all. And in the last 3 years, he's been completely unemployed, and I feel like the economy is just kind of like a good excuse to, he doesn't apply for jobs that are what you would consider, like, that he thinks are beneath him. He's had some very good jobs, and he's gotten himself fired from some very good jobs.
Does he think that he got himself fired, or does he think he was unfairly treated in every case?
He unfairly treated in every, he's usually in denial.
Yeah, that's
pretty, whatever it is that got him fired, it's like, well, everybody does that, and he just, they wanted to make an example of me because I was a threat, or, not always something.
Why do you think he got fired, Betty?
Well, I believe that he was taking kickbacks, actually, at work, and he actually got caught for something else. He bending the rules. He doesn't like to play by the rules, and I think he gets greedy.
So he's still a teenager.
Well, here's another way to look at it. Mm-hmm. He feels so entitled to a certain way of being treated, to a certain level of salary, to whatever he wants to feel entitled to. And either his entitlement causes him to do something over the line and he gets caught, or his entitlement causes him to be one annoying person to work with, impossible to work with.
Uh-huh.
And we see this profile all the time. Mm-hmm. But your husband is so smart. He's so smart because he married you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're so responsible.
It's I'm getting to the point where I want to know, and I'm a Christian, and I want to do everything the Lord's way. And I hate to, he has other qualities that are tremendously wonderful.
Yeah, how old is he?
44.
44. Okay. Well, what I would say is that you're not going to. We can't give you a sentence to say to him, and all of a sudden, he's a man of character. He gets dressed up tomorrow and applies for a job, gets it, and keeps it for the rest of his life. So I think that you need to have a project or a plan that gets him at the age of 48 or so to a place where he can hold down a job. One of the things that would do that is get him to a New Life weekend. That would get him to see his life from a different perspective in a very short length of time. And then from there, he would follow up and get into an accountability group with some other men.
Mm-hmm.
and then a men's Bible study. And you guys in a couples group. You're probably not in a small group from your church, are you?
We were, but I had to stop going when I went back. I'm going to school full-time and working full-time.
Mm. Huh. Well, so I think whatever you're doing, you need to pull back a little bit, because the best thing that can happen is for you to help, not to manipulate or control, but you want to expose him to other men.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give him an excuse to not connect with other healthy men versus men who kind of have the same profile that he does. Jill, what are you thinking? Yeah,
well, Dave? I'm thinking, Betty, that your husband has a hard time facing the truth about himself. And so his grandiosity and, putting it on everybody else is to keep himself from what probably he fears deep down, and that is that he isn't adequate and that, maybe there are some things terribly wrong with him. But those are two extremes, and probably the truth is somewhere in the middle. He does some really great things, and there's some things he doesn't do so well. So I think he needs help to be able to kind of see that truth about himself and see the impact that it's having on you. And I agree, Steve, as long as she's over-functioning, he's not going to feel the pressure. He can just kind of keep that illusion going.
Well, but how does...
I'm over-functioning, but we're still we had to declare bankruptcy. I've had to borrow a lot of money from my parents, and I'm actually gotten to the point where I'm considering asking him to leave until he can get and hold down steady employment. And I have a hard time, as a Christian, I don't know if that's reason enough, although if he were to leave and I were to lose the expenses that he causes our family, I would probably be able to support myself and our kids better than with him living in the house.
Right.
And I'm just...
Well, first of all, let's just all agree that what you're doing now isn't working.
Right.
Okay, so then we've got to look at some options. And what I gave you as an option is something to do before you would think about leaving or pushing him aside.
Well, but it also could be an alternative to him not doing some of the things in the plan. He's like a 13-year-old, Betty, and you're expecting him to act like a 44-year-old, but he's really only 13 inside, and there's something going on in him where he's never really grown up. His attitude towards work is like what a 13-year-old, they think they're entitled, or 16-year-old.
It destroyed his first marriage, too, so
okay.
This is a long time.
So I think, you've got to get your family to be able to survive, and asking him to leave, if it's couched in an alternative to a plan that he agrees to, he can stay if he agrees to it, and if he doesn't, then he needs to go live someplace else until he's got some employment. You're not saying we're going to divorce or get anything else. I just say, hey, I can't live with this anymore. But now the plan has to, I'm thinking therapy is probably a lower part of the plan than getting with some men at the church who are responsible and who will hold him accountable. That's where I would begin with him, is you got to get 3 or 4 guys from the church that I believe are responsible, who are holding down solid jobs, and you've got to set it up so that they become your accountability group. You got to get into a men's Bible study, and you've got to get up in the morning, get dressed, and go out and start looking for work, any kind of work, and you come home at 5 o'clock after you've been looking, and that kind of thing. And if you can't do that, then maybe you need to go back home and live with your mom for a while until you find adequate, employment. And don't even bring up the divorce word.
Yeah.
Just leave that out of because that's not the option.
And maybe set the bar it looks like to me that you need to earn about $1,000 a month to cover the expenses.
Yeah, a minimum amount of money.
So you're saying, I don't want you to go out and find a job that makes $10,000 a month. I want you to find a job that makes $1,000 a month. And if you find one that makes $750 a month, we're going to live with that too. But there are a lot of jobs out there that where he could bring in a net of $1,000 a month. A lot of jobs.
And he needs a men's accountability group who will say to him, you got to watch your P's and Q's. You don't do that, this and that. But then the other part of the plan is that New Life Weekend, which is in Philadelphia in July.
Right.
And, you know, that's going to that might help him grow up on the inside. And that's if, that's an important.
And if you don't have the money, then you call and see if there's a scholarship, but get him to that weekend in your town and see what happens there.
When is that coming up, or is
July.
It on the website? Or?
It's in July. It's,
yeah, it's on the
website.
Mm-hmm.
July?
It's,
okay.
It's, you know what it's about? It's about transformation. And mm-hmm. one of the keys in transformation is the word, it's key number 4, responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, responsibility.
And even, Betty, if he can't let go of the idea of, well, I don't want to settle for something less, okay, well, this will be a temporary job until you find that big one.
I'd settle for anything.
Well,
right.
And you sure. don't
get
find,
out of the house.
You don't find the big job unless you're working at something.
Right,
you
exactly.
always find better jobs when you're working at mm-hmm. something. So if he's got to go and wash dishes, you know, at a local restaurant, that's a great place to find a job.
Right.
From.
Right. Some
mm-hmm.
people won't even interview you if you're not employed.
You know, one of the big real estate guys around here, Dave, that we used to hang out with 20 years ago, I went in to buy a shirt at Nordstrom, and there he was behind the counter.
Mm-hmm.
He was selling shirts and ties, and I just admired him so much because he could have said, well, you know, until this new real estate firm opens up, I just can't do anything. He was doing something until the economy mm-hmm. came back. So,
yep.
mm-hmm.
all right, I'm glad that you called. Let's go to Marilyn, who listens on WQME there in Indianapolis, Indiana, where I'm going to be preaching at Heartland Church on May the 8th, and I hope that you'll come. Marilyn, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. I just want to say thank you very much for New Life Weekend. My husband and I went to the one in Cincinnati first part of March, and it was fabulous.
Why did you go?
Well, I've wanted to go for the last 5 years and trying to convince my husband, and there were problems in the marriage, and how I heard about it, obviously, was through listening to your station mm-hmm. on the Christian radio station, and very, very helpful and in lots of areas of my life. And
I'm using you here. Tell us one concrete difference that made in...
It broke down the walls that I've been trying to get my husband to see for the last... we've been married for 19 years. For the last, 16 years.
Wow.
Areas of that. And I've been trying and trying and trying. And I started with a weekend with our church, CHRP, Christ Renews His Parish, mm-hmm. and went to that. And then I worked on this weekend, and I said basically it was like it's either this or this marriage is not going to work.
And he responded.
Yes.
Mm. Isn't that great? See, there are a lot of really good guys out there that look like mm-hmm. really problem guys, and they just don't know what to do.
And that's the thing. He's not a problem guy. He has so many positive aspects of him.
Mm.
But raising 3 children, you've got to be on the same page.
You bet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think the thing you illustrate, too, Marilyn, is that you as the wife have more power than you think you do in getting your husband to do some things that are right and essential. And I applaud you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Now, how could we help you today?
Well, what I'm interested in, we have a daughter, and she's 16, great kid. My question to you is, what can we do to connect with her? She's very strong-willed. She sees only black and white. She has a hard time seeing the gray. To open her mind, break down her walls, and let us guide her as parents versus letting society try and paint that picture.
Mm.
And I am somewhat an outcast, I feel, in society. I am very true to the old standards of things, but try to blend into the new. And she has I've been kind of the backbone in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And she has kind of turned a little bit more rebellious or closed-minded toward me, especially because mm-hmm. we have our standards and I follow up and follow through.
Is she the oldest?
Yes, she is the oldest. Mm.
Let's see, she's 16, she's the oldest, and she's kind of distancing
herself. She has a strong mom.
Kind of distancing herself a little bit from a strong mom.
Kind of seeing yourself in her, maybe.
Yeah.
And her grandma actually was very strong-minded, and she mm-hmm. was born on her exact same birthday
yeah.
of
wow.
the grandma.
Well,
so
when we come back from Yeah, when we come back from a break, we're going to try to help you here. But it does sound like she's kind of right on schedule for what many 16-year-old young women do. Just a lot of them do it at 26 rather than 16 after they get married and cause all sorts of other problems. So I'm really glad that she's giving you an opportunity to work with her while she's at home and 16. And so we'll try to give you some help. You're listening to New Life Live, or you're watching New Life Live. 1-800-229-3000. We are in the studio today until 5 p.m. Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So if there are others listening on WQME, you can call us right up until 8 o'clock tonight. We'll be sitting here talking to folks because that's what we love to do. We've talked about the New Life Weekend. There's a marriage weekend coming up in May. There's a transformation weekend in July. There is a Wives in the Battle for women who are married to sex addicts and guys struggling with other sexual integrity issues. That's in September. You can find out about it at newlife.com.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Experience New Life in the Holy Land June 6th through the 16th. Join Steve Arterburn, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Sherry Denham, and Mylon Yurkovich of New Life Live for a daily time of teaching. You'll have the experience of a lifetime visiting the places where the events of Scripture really happened. Jerusalem, the Sea of Galilee, the Mount of Olives, Masada, and much more. Not only will you see the sites that bring history and Scripture to life, but Stephen Curtis Chapman will perform a once-in-a-lifetime private concert. Out of these ashes, if there was ever a trip you don't want to miss, this is it. Experience New Life in the Holy Land June 6th through the 16th. Call and sign up today at 1-800-223-3855. Or for more information, visit newlife.com. Visit Israel. You will never be the same.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We're back, and we're talking with Marilyn about her 16-year-old daughter who's got some black and white thinking, and she'd like some help with that.
You know, one of the things, I've watched my son with my 21-year-old granddaughter. He was telling me that she was very black and white, and he was always kind of arguing the middle ground with her, just kind of pulling her the other way. And now she's in college, and she's moved that other way, and now he's kind of pulling her back, you know. So it's like, but the principle is that he's engaged. And somehow, especially if she's rebelling mostly against you, she really needs more of her dad. And 16-year-old's daughters need a lot of dad. And dad needs to be interested in what she's interested in. He needs to talk to her about what's going on in her world, non-judgmentally, listening and giving her a place where she can, she can just kind of say whatever she needs to say. And if he doesn't agree with it, don't agree, but do it with respect. And when she's pushing against you, she's really saying, you know, Dad, are you strong enough to take me on? And if not, then she's going to end up marrying somebody who's weak and a pushover and have marital issues. So that for that reason alone, I would light a fire under your husband and say, you've got to spend time with her. You take her out to lunch on Saturday, and you talk about her world, and you get to know her. and be real with her, but get to know her.
Yeah, and those times spent being interested in her world, apart from just trying to curb her behavior, I think are really important.
Yeah.
That you need distinct, different times like that. Marilyn, is your husband involved?
Yes. But
sort of.
Not to the degree that what he should be. He's become more involved now because she does run cross country and track, and she's a junior. She's had freshman year. College is looking at her. Division I, II, and III schools.
Wow, good.
And she has so much natural potential, but now, you know, she's got to work at it more. And becoming college, she'll be a senior next year. And
well, one of the dilemmas, though, is, you know, if he's only interested in her because she's a star and what she's doing out on the field, you know, that's a little different, too, than him just coming alongside her and taking her to dinner and movies
and
being
with her.
And that's
what I've been trying to encourage.
I heard someone say a long time ago, Marilyn, that what you want to do with an adolescent is give them a safe place to rebel. And so you want them to rebel on things that aren't going to hurt them, you know, the messy room, the radical opinions that they do just to kind of set you off. You got to really choose the things that are important. And you said you're kind of old-fashioned, and that's good. But, you know, choose your battles with her because she sounds like she's a good kid, and she needs a place to kind of spread her wings. I always thought that teenagers were, they're trying to be different, and yet they all look alike.
She's trying to differentiate herself from mom.
From the family, yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're trying
and
to
that's
be.
That's totally true.
They're trying to be different.
She's always putting me down.
Well, they're trying to be different from the family, and that's why they kind of identify with the peer group, but they don't want to lose the family either. So it's a push pull kind of thing that you've got to kind of tread your way.
See,
and so in some ways, Marilyn, giving her permission to have a different opinion than you is important, you know, that you get to have an opinion, but so does she. Now, that doesn't mean you're always going to go with her opinion, but letting her have that opinion and a place to express
letting her
it.
Have it doesn't mean that you agree with it.
Well,
right.
And also, if your husband would come along, then in those little moments that they have together, he can say subtly some things like, man, you know, your mom really loves you. And he can address times when it's tough. And, well, you know, she really is on edge today, or and to get that
without,
support,
without putting mom down.
That's right.
Yeah, interpreting.
But he's helping her see the positive in you in the midst of your humanity, and that goes a long way for a girl to hear that. Because if she's not hearing it, she's wondering, what does Dad think about all this?
Yeah.
Right, and she's had trouble with friends here lately. Just kind of finding a group that she really feels totally comfortable with. She had a boyfriend, and last night, I mean, I think she looked at him as a true friend, more so than actual boyfriend.
Yeah.
He was very patient, very gentle, as far as kind listening. He's a good listener, and they broke up last night, and my gosh, I would have thought the world crashed.
Well, it did.
No car, no friends, no boyfriend.
That's where get Dad to take her out on a date Friday night, dinner, and say, talk to me about how you're feeling, and just really listen and empathize, if he can do that. And
that's what I told him. I said, you've got to find something from your high school years when you dated your friend.
Yeah.
Say, you know, and he did. He had a girlfriend that was very, very controlling.
Well, kids love to hear about our experiences
as
when we were that age, and that gives them a perfect place to go with her. Yeah, that's great.
Okay, glad you called. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me send you a copy of How We Love Our Kids. I think it'll be a big help to you. Mylon and Kay wrote it as a follow-up to How We Love. As I mentioned, we're taping all day, and our number here is 1-800-229-3000. You know, when you call 1-800-NEW-LIFE, we can connect you with one of about 900 counselors around the country to provide you with some good Christian counseling. Sometimes somebody needs to hear, hey, it is time for you to get some insight into why you're doing what you're doing, why that pattern persists. A little bit of insight, and maybe the pattern would go away. Well, we're going to go away for a minute, but we'll come right back for your phone calls, 1-800-229-3000. We sure are glad that you're with us here today on New Life Live. We'll be back after this.
My clothes are falling off of me. People are making comments. I would pick up my food. I was running every day, 6 miles a day. And I got to the point where I was afraid to drink water because I didn't want to gain water weight.
10 million women and girls have eating disorders. Anorexia or bulimia isn't a diet, it's a disease.
My parents knew then that something had to be done immediately.
New Life's Eating Disorders Treatment Clinic can help.
You see that everybody that works there loves God and is wanting to help you.
For more information about our eating disorder treatment clinic, call New Life today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Find hope for your child to begin healing and embrace life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I decided that I wanted to work with eating disorders and help save people's lives on a daily basis.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I know that with God and Renuta that my life was spared.
I counsel people every single day. I help marriages. I help broken people find healing. I teach the good news of a Savior that loves us. But why can't I accept it myself and break free from this bondage? I can't stop looking at pictures that I shouldn't be looking at, and fantasizing and lusting, and now I've taken it a step further and gone to a strip club. I have to stop. I want to stop.
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help, and I can't do this on my own. I want to be the pastor that God wants me to be.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, 1-800-229-3000. And, you know, we're going to Israel. Let me play this quick video for you of us in Israel over there at, right by the Sea of Galilee. I was down there on the shore. Listen to this, or watch this. Sea of Galilee. The sun is just about to come up over the hills of Jordan across the Sea of Galilee. I'm here down on the shore. This maybe is a spot where Jesus cooked breakfast for his disciples. I have this big regret. It's my last day here. I wish I had come earlier in my life. You really do have to see it to believe it and experience it to feel it. If you haven't been here, I want you to come and join us. June 2011. You'll never be the same again. And of course, if you've been here, I know you'll want to come back. There's a number on the screen. Please call it. And I don't think you'll ever be the same again once you come. You'll never read the Bible the same. It'll be a great experience with your New Life family. Call us now. All right, well, we've got about 120 people going, and that's a lot of folks, and it's going to be a great trip, and, you know, we'll all go to different places during the day, three different buses heading out, and we'll see the same stuff just at different times. It's a great plan. You got to come. Call us. You can still get in.
And it's safe.
It is safe. It's very safe.
Unless you've been there, you really don't know how safe it feels. Because Israel has some great security, in spite of things you hear about on the news, you will not feel threatened at all while you're there.
No,
guaranteed.
All right. Let's go to Becky calling from Reading, Pennsylvania. WBYN is the station. Hi, Becky. Welcome to New Life.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I guess I'll just get right to the point.
Well, that would be great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Don't mind me, I'm just a little nervous.
It's okay.
I'm single, and I've been hearing you giving advice to other single people about how we should date, you know, a lot of different people before we make a decision, and I've never really done that. I've usually, you know, date one person and pretty much stick with them. And, you know, I just want to, I guess, get some insight and, you know, maybe try this approach.
Okay. Well, quit being so clingy. No.
Okay.
You know, it's a different philosophy about dating. And when you're single, you know, you're out there on your own. It's a challenge. And we just think it's a really good idea to not be looking for a long-term relationship, but just to go and have some fun and get to know people and experience different personality types and see how you respond to those personality types. It's just a different philosophy of dating versus when I find somebody nice, I'm gonna settle in on that
glomp
person.
Glomp onto them.
Right. So you say, I'm not going to settle for one specific human being until I've dated 10 people or 20 people.
How do you do that? I've only dated once since I've been married.
All right. Well, let me tell you how you do it. You quit memorizing the tops of your shoes. In other words, you got to look up. You got to look. You got to look at people in the eye.
You have to be open.
Open. That's right. Mm-hmm. And you have to, with your hands open rather than your arms closed, you have to invite people to say hello to you because you say hello to them. There are a lot of guys walking around that would love to say hello to you, but they're afraid.
Really?
But they're afraid if they say hello, you're going to look away.
You're going to call the police.
Or whatever. But when you say hello to a man and you engage that man in conversation, it just gets easier and easier every time. And when you are in a conversation with a man and somehow you're able to touch that man on the arm or something just as slight as that that makes a contact with that person throws our defenses to the floor.
You left out something that I'm surprised you left out.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What's that?
You got to change your hairdo.
Oh, that's right.
I've got a lady who is in her 40s, who had a very professional-looking hairstyle.
Yeah.
Nobody ever talked to her. She has gone back to a natural curly style, and she feels, oh, it's not professional. People, men and women, are commenting on things to her. It's like all of a sudden she's herself,
okay.
And she's open.
Does she have an inviting look?
She has an inviting
now
look,
does,
and
right?
It's relaxed and fun-looking look. So think about that. Talk to
your
hairdresser. Say, give me something that's a little more open and you know, contemporary and see what happens.
And another thing, look through your wardrobe and find everything that's drab and ask if another drab person might enjoy it. And then you give it to Goodwill. And then you start buying things, and I like the word vivid.
Okay, colors.
Or things that bring you out. Things that look good on
right.
you. Not everybody looks good in the same colors.
You know, I'll send you Finding Mr. Right, because in there I talk about a lot of stuff like this. And
I think I need a whole book, because I'm kind of naive.
But I've got a new book coming out next month. There's a new book called 10 Dates Before I Do, and I lay out all this stuff in that also, but I just don't have it yet. It's next month, 10 Dates Before I Do. But I'll send you Finding Mr. Right, and I hope you do.
But, Becky, the idea is to get exposure to a lot of different types of people over a period of time before you settle down with one. Because when you just go with one, then you are going to overlook things that you might not otherwise.
Right.
And it's about learning about yourself and how you relate to different types of people. So don't think of it as, I need to find the one.
Yeah.
And is this the one? No, I need to go out and have experiences.
Actually,
Tell your story. You dated 20.
20, and before
Misty
I settled.
Was number four.
Three. Number three.
Number three.
Yeah, but I went through the whole 20, and now I look back and I go, absolutely. You know, I don't have to look back and say, well, you know, I just
might have missed
I didn't
something.
Really date very
but
much.
But I'm so confident right now. By the way, on 10 Dates Before I Do, we are now casting for a reality show on CMT, Country Music Television. And if you're a couple and you'd like to do a little experiment of not breaking up, but taking a break and each of you dating five people and seeing if that brings you closer together or maybe shows you that you're not right for each other, you call me and just ask the folks there at the call center. I haven't told them about this, but say, look, I'd like to talk about being on that show, and we'll do the best that we can to try to see if you could be on that show. But it's a brand new show. It should air in June, should tape in end of April and May, called 10 Dates Before I Do. And so if you're interested, maybe you're doubting, or maybe you just think you've got the most amazing relationship and you'd like to take a little break. Maybe you've only dated the same person all your life, and before you move forward, you'd just like maybe to meet five other people and just see what that's like. You call us. It's called 10 Dates Before I Do. The book comes out in May. I want to talk to Becky Brown right now. She's head of our club, New Life. Becky, we've got a race coming up, and it has to be completed by April the 17th. So tell us about the New Life race, the club New Life, Race for Life.
Well, thanks, Steve. Hi, Jill. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Becky.
Hi, Becky.
And we're excited for this opportunity for all of our listeners to be part of raising money to help support our many areas of ministry. And so I'm actually going to do my race tomorrow. You can do your 5K anywhere that you live in the United States or abroad. We have
or Canada.
That are from, yeah, Canada. Well, we've got some in China, actually, too, Steve. So
yeah.
It'd be kind of fun to see your pictures. And you can go to the website, newlife.com. Register for your 5K, and you can download a race bib, which you'll pin to your shirt, and it says New Life 2011, and find some people to help you to sponsor your race and to get them excited about what we do for New Life and to get the word out so that we can help people find healing.
Yeah. Well, it's a great little project. Dave is not going to run. He's going to do the pace
drive,
car
yeah.
in his little car. And so please, if you've ever thought about supporting us, it's a great way to do it. And you go to newlife.com and look for the Race for New Life, the Club New Life, Race for New Life. We'd love to have you join us right there in your very own area. So call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or go to newlife.com. Thank you, Becky. We love you. She's head of
Thanks.
Club New Life and just does a great job for us. All right, let's go over here and talk to Gary. Gary's one of our trucker listeners from Charlotte, North Carolina, listens on XM Satellite Radio. How you doing there, Gary?
Pretty good, Steve. How you doing?
Doing all right. Where are you today?
Well, I'm in Illinois right now.
Illinois. How's the weather?
That's good. It's about 78 degrees out here.
Ooh, that sounds nice. Well, how can we help you today?
Well, I have a son. He's married, has a family and all. And he's about 34 years old.
Okay.
And his mother moved up next to him in Texas. And my son and I never had a real close relationship.
All right, well, we're going to help you with that as soon as we get back from this break, and I'm glad that you called us. You hold on. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-NEW-LIFE to join us on the program. The website is newlife.com. Go there, too.
Hi, this is Max Licato. My friends at New Life want to help you find healing and restoration based on God's truth. They have a workshop to help men who are stuck in the entanglement of pornography. They have another for both men and women to deal with any issue you might be facing, anger, depression, grief, or whatever you're struggling with, they can help you. Or if you know someone fighting an addiction to drugs or alcohol, they offer a Christian treatment program. And if you know someone struggling with an eating disorder, they can help you there too. Call them today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. The Apostle Paul writes in Romans about the transformation that comes through the renewing of your mind. It's God's Holy Spirit that makes this happen, and He's working through this ministry at New Life. Call today and see how you can experience that for yourself. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places, and New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
All right, we're talking to one of our trucker listeners from Charlotte, North Carolina, Gary. He has a 34-year-old son who I believe has moved up near his ex-wife, and he's never been that close to his 34-year-old son. What's the question for us there, Gary?
Well, Steve, my son, he lives about 30 miles away from me. He's been living over there for some time. Then his mother moved up just recently, about a couple years ago, from Texas. I've always tried to have a relationship with him, but he don't want to have a close relationship. He said he preferred a distant relationship. But I wanted to know, how can I have a close relationship when his mother is in the way keeping us to have that close relationship?
Okay.
Because want to be around him all the time and always calling him. And of course, I drive a truck, and on the weekends I call him, let him know I'm going to be home on a certain weekend, and but he just don't show up because he's been hindered from coming to see him.
All right. We'll give you some ideas on this. One idea is for you to be out on the road and you do something that's kind of tough to do, but you sit down and you write him a letter a week. You just start a mail writing campaign, and you're saying, hey, I was just out here in Colorado. I was thinking about you, and I remember those days we used to do this, and just want you to know I care about you. I was thinking about you and your family. I'm praying for you guys today, and hope to see you real soon. And you just start doing that, and so that he gets some consistent, positive messages from you. You're never complaining about his mom or nagging him to spend time with you. And you just start to give some really positive input through paper and pen rather than an email or a phone message. And it really seems to have an impact on people when somebody sits down and writes out their thoughts and feelings.
It's much more mm-hmm. thoughtful.
Yeah.
You know, that I have to, it's more deliberate. I have to carve out that time to do it.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, I tried that. I had sent him cards, like birthday cards and stuff like that in the past, and Christmas cards and so forth. And I called him, but I called later on and asked him if he received it. He said, no, he hasn't. And I found out that his wife, of course, she's not very fond of me either, or my wife, can't find out. She did not give it to him, or she hid the card or threw it away.
Well, maybe you need to begin by working on her and sending her letters.
Send it to both of them.
I'm wondering, Gary, have you ever had a time where you sat down with your son and said, you know, I know that we've not been very close, and I want to give you opportunity to share with me, you know, how I've hurt you, or these are the ways in which I feel like I have hurt our relationship, and I am so sorry.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes, I have. I mentioned that more than once to him.
Good.
Okay, good.
By a couple of times, and I told him, hey, you know, I apologize for the things I had in the past. You know, it's always a two-way street. I know I made a lot of mistakes, and I like to have a close relationship with you.
Okay, it sounds like you're doing good things, mm-hmm. Gary. The key, though, as Steve was saying, is consistency, and not phone and not email, but the letter or a card that's a funny card that has room to write in it, and you write a letter inside of it, and then patience, because you've been made the bad guy, perhaps.
Yeah. And some of this may be the consequences of just how life has gone.
Right.
But I think also to say, is there anything that I need to do that would help our relationship from your point of view?
Yeah. Ask questions,
really
get positive input. Mm-hmm. I think it's your best
hope. And don't
hope.
Focus on his mom.
Yeah, I'm going to send you this book, How We Love Our Kids, by Mylon and Kay, and I hope that that will be a blessing to you and anybody else. You can get it at newlife.com or 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Final mention, I'm going to be speaking in Indianapolis May the 8th at Heartland Church. Would love to have you come. And joining us again, Larry Sonnenberg. He was here at the beginning. We know that we have different people listening at different times. But Larry, the message for us today is what, from a financial perspective at the ministry?
Well, as the program's coming to an end, I guess I'd like to say that we want to be back on the air tomorrow, the day after that, the week after that, the month after that.
Yeah.
And there's nothing more that the enemy would rather do than try to prevent us from being on, from being effective. And the way that you can help is to make a gift. And I really want to talk to those of you who have never given before. You know, our audience figures show there's about 2 million people listening to this program every week. And we just have such a small iota of a fraction of people who actually give. And if you're one of those people who are driving, who have, I'd say you're one of the highly unaccountable people. You have been on the receiving end for a long time, but you've never stopped to give back. I would just ask you, so, you know, give you a call to action. We need to hear from you today. We just need to make this our catch-up month and see what we can do.
1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number that you call to help us keep April strong as it is every year, and it's not all that strong this year, and we really do need your help. So call us. We wouldn't be focusing on this if it wasn't necessary, and we want to make this turn. We want to see this ministry not struggle and suffer. We want to see it soar. We've got some wonderful things happening, but we need you, especially those folks that are not giving and listening regularly, to step on up and do it.
And I'd like to close with a spirit of gratitude. You know, thank you for those of you who are going to stop and make a gift. Thank you to our Club New Life members who give every single month.
Right.
Thank you for you folks who have given in the past. We can't do this without your support, and we're deeply, deeply appreciative.
You bet. All right. Well, let me close with a scripture here. It's Romans 14:23 out of the Message, and it says that if the way you live isn't consistent with what you believe, then it's wrong. Now, that's just really simple. It just doesn't get much more simple than that. If what you're doing isn't consistent with your beliefs, then what you're doing is wrong. And what we say here is that the next thing you need to do is not worry about tomorrow. It's not worrying about 5 years from now. God tells us don't worry. Don't live in fear. But the thing we encourage you to do is simply do the next right thing. And that leads you to the next right thing. And one of the things that we mentioned yesterday in one of our programs that we were doing is that when you do the right thing, a lot of times we think, well, if I just do the right thing and clean up my act, everything's going to be great. And many times you do that, it gets tougher. And that's where God builds our patience, helps us have the strength to persevere. That's where the character gets built. And so don't give up just because you start doing the right thing and it all doesn't magically, wonderfully work out. That's kind of the way life is. But if you're consistent and you persevere and preserve the spiritual gains that you have, eventually you'll watch it start to go well. My thanks to Dr. Dave Stoop. Thanks to Dr. Jill Hubbard. Thank you, Larry Sonnenberg. You run this ministry, and you are sincerely asking people to support us, especially if you never have. And you can do that by going to the website, newlife.com, or by calling. We have an amazing call center there in Dallas, Texas. You call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the number to call and say, I'd like to be part of the giving family. And as Larry said, we are so grateful to all of you who do give, especially, you know, that person that's sacrificing every month, giving that consistent gift through Club New Life. Thank you for that. And we just need more people to come on board and do it. A lot of things that we're offering, and the next thing that's coming up is this New Life weekend for married couples with Dave and Jan and Mylon and Kay. I'll be there doing a couple of sessions. Look at the website. The Marriage Weekend. And we'll see you here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry.
To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.